Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our game tonight brought to you in part by Cleese and the Next Door Cafe. Once things get a little bit more back to normal down in the Seaside area, of course, go down and check out our good friends at Cleese. Been a long stretch for a lot of folks in Point Pleasant Beach, a town that was dramatically affected by Hurricane Sandy and the nor'easter that followed. But right now, the Garnet Gulls have been a bit invincible in this one so far here tonight. Leading 14-0. First play of the second quarter will be Cochran running into the short side of the field and knocked out of bounds at about the 33-yard line, a gain of 7. Chris, if you're picking up 6-7 yards on first down, it makes things pretty easy.
Yeah, buck sweep to the short side of the field where you have less room, and they're forcing a play with the initial point of attack. But one thing against the Delaware wing tee, Coach, you know this. You've got to get linebacker flow. The guards will take you to the play, and they're not getting there.
It's usually what we always would like to key, the two offensive guards, and just go with them. Mm-hmm. It usually takes you there.
Cochran in motion. Counterplay to the inside. Samaritano fumbles the football. And South River had two cracks at it.
I think Danny Ty got it.
I think Beach able to get it back, too.
Danny Ty picked it up.
And it is Beach football. They actually gained a couple of yards after the fumble, enough for the first down. Samaritano got hit in the backfield and coughed it up. The ball will be spotted at the 25. And Samaritano looks to be a little shaken up, Ed, after that play.
Yeah, he got up a little groggy, but they don't make a whole lot of substitutions. Might be his hand. It looks like he's looking at his left hand.
See where he goes here. He will go wing to the left along with the tight end, Nick Fiore. Noah Yates, the single wide receiver. Ball set again from the right hash mark. Pitch. This will be Ty's turn. Looking to get the corner of the short side. Hit and stepping out of bounds. At about the 22-yard line, Chris, you made reference to running plays into the short side of the field. You know, good in one way because you don't have a whole lot to go to turn the corner, but not a whole lot of room to work with.
Not a whole lot of room. I've always felt, and most people in the game and coordinators I've listened to, you have to force a team to defend the boundary in the short side of the field. You know, there is an advantage to it, you know, and you have to run the ball there. But that time, the defensive player made a nice play, but too far upfield on his force.
Yeah, a lot of times to the wide side, some teams will run an over where they'll bring an extra guy on that wide side, and maybe that's what Coach Wagner is seeing right now.
Right.
11 minutes, 12 seconds remaining. Here's Ty. Got it. A little quick hitter up the middle, fullback trap, and then awkwardly kind of slipped and fell down at about the 13-yard line. Does get 9 and a first down.
Yeah, the slip cost him a touchdown because he was ready to plant that left foot and make the cut to the right, which would have got him to the corner of the end zone. But, again, a couple weeks ago, about 10 days ago, this field was underwater with 2 feet of water. So if it wasn't for the sand underneath this field, this one would have been played at a neutral site, I think.
10 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the first half. 14-0, Point Beach leads. Split backfield with Ty and Cochran. Samaritano in motion. Trap play back to the right side for Cochran. Hanging on for dear life, Sam Walker, the defensive tackle. Cochran never went down, but the whistle finally stops play at the 9-yard line. A gain of about 4. Make it 2nd and 6.
Cochran, one of the kids very affected by Hurricane Sandy. He lived just a couple houses off of the beach right here in Point Pleasant Beach. Had to relocate into Point Pleasant Borough when his house was underwater.
Enjoyed having him on our Thursday night high school football show last night talking about that situation. He will block here as it's Danny Ty to get the carry up the middle. Looks like he's going to have enough for a first down. Bring it now 1st and goal from about the 2-yard line. And again, Beach knocking on the door. They are very much in control of this one, leading 14-0.
Just running straight dive. I mean, they're just hitting they hit the hole so quick that defensive front hardly has time to react.
Ty and Cochran in the backfield. It'll be Cochran to get it. Cochran No signal yet. I thought first surge, I thought he was just going to fall into the end zone, but stop shy of the goal line. Make it second and goal from inside the one.
Yeah, make it about a foot, Matt. Try to reach the ball over. Somebody grabbed his arms and held him back, so maybe we see Mr. Fioretti keep this on a quarterback sneak.
Sam Rotano's got one. Ty's got one. I'm sure Cochran wants his. 9 minutes remaining. Busted play. Fioretti had his knee. It looked like his knee went down at about the three-yard line.
Yeah, he lost.
Wow. He did get over as he reached in.
Well, I thought clear from up here, Chris.
Yeah.
It looked like his knee was certainly
down.
Yeah,
it did. It was.
It was close. He tried to balance himself with his free hand with the ball in the opposite hand, but referee said he touched.
Well, what happened was Cochran was going to get it again, but slipped out of his stance, and Fioretti had no chance but to try and do something on his own. He lost 3 yards, back now to about the four-yard line with 8:20 to go in the second quarter. Third down and goal. Again, that T formation, all three guys in the backfield. Cochran will get it again. Cochran running off the right side. Cochran into the end zone. Touchdown, Point Pleasant Beach. Kept the legs moving, the body motion forward to the goal line, and he does get into the end zone. Third different Beach running back to score tonight, and the goals lead it 20-0.
Basic isolation play. Two lead backs did a great job of getting the linebacker level, making some great blocks. Great effort.
Yeah, it wasn't the buck sweep that time.
No.
On the buck sweep, the guard usually leads it. That time, just power sweep. And good job by South River, but about a half a yard short.
On for the extra point is Zach Yates. That one off the mark and no good. So the goals will have to be content with a lead of 20-0. With that, we will step out and take a 30-second timeout. 8:12 remaining in the second quarter. It's all Point Beach so far. We're back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we are back here from the home of the Garnet Gulls, Point Pleasant Beach. I would say high school, but it's actually the elementary school where the athletic complex is. Yates on to kick it off. Patera fields it, had to
go down
to a knee to do it. So they'll give him the football at about the 20-yard line. If you've ever been into Point Pleasant, which I'm sure most of our listeners have, and you say, I'm going to watch a game at Point Beach, don't go to the high school.
No.
You've got to come to the elementary school where the football field is and the track and the soccer field and the baseball field. Everything really takes place here.
Antrim School.
Antrim School, yep.
By the way, guys, Jake Ripnick from Middletown South scored his third touchdown of the night.
Wow.
And the Eagles are up 20-0. And up at Long Branch, Mattawan has kicked a field goal. In the battle of the kickers, it's 6-3 Long Branch midway through the second quarter.
Three wide receivers into the game here for South River. They have dug themselves a big hole. Trailing 20-0. The give will be to Doug Ryan up the middle. He's stacked up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Heavy pressure closing the end down. Nick Fiore. You know, just
tight end. Yeah, it was a tight end flex formation, Matt. But normally when you do that, you want to see an extra body out of the box. Right now, Beach is doing a great job of keeping. They're daring them to throw the football right now. You know, and they're taking away any interior run game.
Well, their only first down of the game came on that, you know, sort of backward pass thrown by Boiler and nothing on the ground.
Referee over talking right now to the South River sideline.
That's the head coach there.
One or two things. Didn't look to be a great conversation between the two. Clock now running, 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
He was yelling at one of his players, though, so I don't know if the referee said maybe he was talking or whatever.
Boiler gets it. Option off to the right side, turns the corner, gets a couple, stops shy of the 25-yard line. Tackle made there by Danny Tye.
Yeah, a little good, something different there.
Yeah, good formation to be in against that 4-4 coach. You know, two tight ends, two wide, single back, speed option.
Third down and six. Boiler wants to throw. Going deep down the sideline. That one looks to be intercepted. Tie. Step-for-step coverage, and it is picked off. Patera, the intended receiver, and it was Ty running with him, and he will get the interception.
Just a simple fade route out of that two-tight shotgun set we just saw with speed option. Defensive back made a very good play. In that situation with the defensive player, and it's hard to teach this in the high school level, but defensive player was over the top of the offensive player. You really want to try to throw that to the back shoulder, throw it short. Sometimes during a high school practice week, you don't have a lot of time to work on those things.
First down now and 10 for the Beach. Ball spotted just over the midfield line on the South Riverside. Play action. Here's Fioretti stopping, throwing. He's got a man wide open. Catch made at the 25 and into the end zone for a score. Number 10, Noah Yates. Teams daring one another to throw, and the Beach able to strike here with a long pass, a 50-yarder. Fioretti to Yates to make it 26-0.
Safety was there, Coach. You see that? And he bit on the underneath route.
Well,
too soon.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you run, and then you pull it out, and you throw that pass wide open. It was easy. All Fioretti had to do was get it there. He did. Yates did the rest. Got one more update after this extra point, Matt, before you go to a break.
Just to try to make it 27-0 as Zach Yates will come on. Good snap, good hold. Missed the last one.
Yeah, he went wrong.
Missed
wide,
this
right.
one
Missed.
Again. So make it 26-0. Ed, that score before we go to break.
Well, Middletown South's Jake Ripnick, after a fumbled kickoff, takes it in for his fourth touchdown of the night. On a 23-yard run, it is 27-0, Middletown South over the number 2 seed West Windsor South.
Young guys having a day.
We'll keep it here. We don't necessarily need to take a break right now. 6:43 to go in the second quarter, and it is Point Beach leading this one by a score of 26-0. Our game tonight brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, also by iPlay America. You can check them out online. The first time, Ed, we've been back to the Beach in a long time, and the goals, I think, looking forward to having this game on the radio. They've put on quite a show so far.
Yeah, we made them a promise about a month ago, and they got that phone line put in, and we are up and running. The lights are shining brightly after the storm.
Zach Yates on the kickoff, picked up by Patera at the 18-yard line. Runs right, changes direction. Now goes back to his right again on the far side. Hash mark, runs through a couple tackles. Nice athletic play that time by Thomas Patera to give the Rams pretty good field position out to about their own 39-yard line.
Great effort.
Coach Barnes, 6:29 to go here in the half. You're trailing 26-0. I don't want to give you that spot, but let's give
it
to you.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Let's give it to you anyway. What are you doing on the South River sideline right now?
Scratching your head? No.
Hoping for halftime?
You know, right now you're looking for a big play. You can't. You know, there's no reason to be conservative right now. They've got to move the chains and the sticks somehow.
Boiler on. He'll step up under center. Fumbles the snap, picks it up, but went to a knee to do it, and then got tackled in the backfield by Joe Wagregniak. He will lose about three. That probably wasn't what you were hoping
not
for
what
that
we
time.
No, not what we drew up, I would imagine. But, you know, like Coach said earlier, they just haven't really established any kind of offensive flow. And I don't care what offense you're in, they haven't established anything in the run game at all, and that bodes for a tough night if you can't establish anything in the interior.
Second down, 13. More than midway through this second quarter. Boiler running for his life again. Will just throw it away into his team's sideline, and it will set up a third down and 13. I thought that time Beach may have gotten away with a early start defensively. Cochran was in the backfield before the ball looked like it had even made its way to the quarterback.
you know, Patero on that kickoff, pretty nice run, zigzagging in and out. Didn't get a whole lot of yardage, but he's probably their, obviously their best receiver. He's got 36 catches
yes.
on the year and 8 touchdowns. They like to try and get him the ball a little bit more.
Empty backfield look. 3 receivers this time left, 2 up top to the right. Boiler stands in, throws, almost intercepted again, misconnected with Patero. And again, Ty was there on the coverage. Clock now stopped with 5:37 to go. And with fourth down looming, again, the punt team will come on for the Rams.
Got to give some credit to Point Beach's defense, because you got an offensive team coming in here, well-balanced attack, 300 yards plus a game, 1,300 pass, 1,300 rush, and they've just shut them down.
Got one more update for you after this punt, Matt.
Low snap. Patera fields it. Well, knuckles this one down the middle of the field, takes a bounce at the 40, and rolls down to the 37-yard line. Go ahead, Ed.
Up in, I guess it's Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Central and Brick Memorial are tied midway through the second quarter, 7-7. That is a 4-5 matchup with the Mustangs on the road.
They always play well in the playoffs, Coach.
Yes, they do.
Let's set the scene for you here from Point Pleasant Beach. It is 26-0 in favor of the Garnet Gulls. They opened up the game with a quick score as they elected to receive and have never looked back. 5:28 to go in the second quarter. Sam Maritano across the formation in motion. Pitch this time for Cochran. Blake's a tackle in the backfield. Flags are out. Cochran will have enough for a first down, but I believe this one coming back and then another flag
downfield, yeah,
comes out. Well, I think one is going to be an illegal block on Point Beach, but the other, Coach Barnes, going to be a personal foul.
Personal foul.
South River.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I would be surprised if it's not on South River.
And that one will be a dead ball one, so
yes.
Beach will make out on this one. By the way, quarterback Bray has run it in from 9 yards.
Ooh.
After another fumble. It is 33-0 Middletown South.
That's a good position to be in, 33-0 at this point. Coach Antonucci must be feeling good.
Point Beach getting pretty close
yeah.
to doing
yeah.
that
as well. I
was going
to say, one more
We're
touch.
Not too far away here, yeah.
Timeout has been taken by the Garnet Gulls. John Wagner will come on and talk things over with his football team. And while we have a second here, such a great opportunity to talk about, Chris, what he has done here at Point Pleasant Beach. I mean, a school that has been down for so long, you know, maybe a good win here or there in decades worth of football. And here's this retired guy from Roselle, comes down here and gets back into coaching. They have a great season last year. I think they finished up at 8-3, 8-0 so far this year. I mean, he has completely changed the complexion of the program.
Yeah, I think you can see when you speak to Coach Wagner, the type of person that he is. You know, he's got great wealth of experience. He's been successful, you know, and it bodes so well. His confidence and what he exudes with his players and his kids and his system. And obviously he's put in a system, and we've talked about it. It's Delaware Wing T. Not many people weren't anywhere, but I don't think it has anything to do with the system. It's a lot of with belief, the execution, the fundamentals. You know, he's just done a terrific job in a situation, like we always say. Sometimes with numbers, it's even difficult to put together a productive practice. But I'm actually impressed, and I told Coach Sarluca that, with the numbers that they have overall are impressive for the school.
They do. I mean, we've seen times with group-run schools, they'd be lucky if they have 25 guys.
Absolutely.
Here's the give here to Sammaritano. He's going to have a first down and more into South River territory, stacked up at the 46-yard line. That was first down and 2. I don't think I've ever said first down and 2 before, but after the holding penalty and then the personal foul march back off, it was only 2 yards needed. A longer run than that as Sammaritano gets forward for a gain of about 10 with 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Beach in business one more time. Garnet Gulls break from the huddle. They will go double tight end formation this time. Inside carry. Again, it is Ty this time. And look at the leg drive continuing. No whistle as he just pushed the pile, got some help from some blockers, and Ed, he must have gotten 6 or 7 extra yards there just by refusing to go down.
Yeah, it was one big pile. Couldn't even see Danny Tye. He was down at the bottom, but the legs never stopped. And I'm telling you, these backs just run hard and tough. Both sides of the football, offense and defense, very impressive team. And I think your premonition, Matt, of 33 by the beach is likely to happen.
Well within reach now with tons of time left in the quarter. 4 minutes, 20 seconds and rolling. Ball spotted at the South River 27-yard line. Again, double tight end set. Wing off to the left. This time it's Samaritano. And a procedure penalty will come out against the beach. That will stop their drive for just a second. Back them up 5 and bring up a first and 15. We've seen 3 rushing touchdowns tonight for Point Pleasant Beach and a reception for Yates from Fioretti.
Couple touchdown updates, Matt. Long Branch has scored with 1 minute left till half. They lead it 13-3. And Hunterton Central has scored on Brick Memorial, and they lead it 13-7, still in the second quarter.
Talk about some of the other brackets coming up at a halftime. Tight ends either side. Give to Tye again to the open field. See you later. Touchdown. Danny Tye exploding from 32 yards out. I don't think anybody even touched him. Simple dive play off the right side. He has an unbelievably fast first step, and he gets into the end zone for the second time tonight.
Simple isolation base blocking scheme. Obviously, coach has now, after 3 or 4 series, you have a pretty good idea defensively of where they're aligning. And the linebackers, once again, for South River are nowhere to be found. I mean, they're in the second level untouched often.
I think one of the problems is that the linebackers are so close to the line of scrimmage that they can't scrape because their defensive line, they got some big 300-pounders there, but they're not penetrating at all. So that clogs the middle.
Coach,
I don't think the linebackers can see over them.
And normally against that Delaware wing, you want to get them back
off
the ball.
4 yards, 3 yards.
Read those guards so you can flow. Right, exactly. Yep.
Hey, I'm not telling. We're not telling.
No.
Coach Marchese had a coach. I mean, he's got some program over there. But
he's done a great job.
I mean, we're just analyzing the game, and that's what I see. You know, you've got to get off the ball a little bit. You know, this South River program, guys, you know, winning all those championships early. And then all of a sudden, Keyport, Group 1, Asbury Park, Group 1, Shore Regional, Group 1, started winning championships, and that is when South River took a little backseat to those schools. But before that, they dominated that Group 1 program.
Yes, they did.
3:45 to go in all of that discussion about how good Beach has done. One thing they haven't done well is kick extra points. That was another missed one by Zach Yates. He is just 2 of 5 doing that so far here tonight. So, you know, that'll be the one thing that gets talked about in practice all week.
We gave
3 points away.
Yep.
I think that might be addressed at halftime.
3:45 remaining. Here's Yates on to kickoff. Patera fields it. Inside is 20. Gets to the 25. Running here to the near side. Going backwards to try and get to the corner. Cannot. And look at the gang tackling. Samaritano had him. And then 3 other red jerseys came running into the pile. And I tell you what, this Beach team is impressive. Now, what happens for Point Beach after this one? They will play Shore Regional in a game that will decide the division championship in Beach Central on Thanksgiving Day. Then, if all things stay the same they are tonight, they will play the winner of Florence and Keyport in the semifinals, with Shore Regional perhaps looming again in the state finals.
By the way, that Keyport Florence game will be tomorrow. The entire coaching staff of Florence up here in the right corner of the bleachers to your right, guys. Writing a whole lot of stuff down.
Pitch to the outside for Doug Ryan. And he works his way forward to the 38-yard line, 8-yard pickup. Maybe one of the best plays so far tonight of the evening for
South
River.
To the wide side of the field. Executed very well. Great stalk block by the wide receiver.
West Windsor South on the board at home and go for 2 and make it. So it's 33-8 with 2 minutes left till halftime. So Coach Antonucci not going to like giving up points at the end of the half.
Long Branch 13, Mattawan 3. That game now at the half as well. Option this time to the left. Late pitch going for Ryan. He is in a world of trouble. About 20 yards back, trying to turn the corner. Gets one block, gets another, and able to get at least relatively close to the line of scrimmage. Couple of depleting blocks that time thrown by South River from the backside. Rams have a player down. It's big number 75. That is Joe Williams, a little slow to get up.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to replace him because the referee did stop the action as Joe got up. He wants to stay in there, but he's got to leave for at least one play. That's the state rule.
No, it's impressive, too. Coach Ed, now I haven't seen Point Beach yet, but their team speed.
Yes,
exactly. Their team speed's impressive. In fact, a few of these guys remind me of their defensive coordinator, Jeff Bauer, who played for us
right
for a couple championship teams. They're physical, they're disciplined, you know, and they can go. They can scoot.
Let's give Coach Bauer a little credit, too.
Absolutely.
He has turned up the D tonight. I mean, I think still one first down for the Rams all night.
He knows the one cry, defense wins championships.
Shore Regional, by the way, is leading in the top part of the bracket now, 35-0 over Keensburg. Halfback option pass. Ryan wants to throw. Has Patera,
nice
who
play.
Cannot hang on to the football. Designed well. Decent pass by Ryan, the sophomore running back. Patera now slow to get up. Coverage and the hit was applied by who else? Danny Tye. That guy's been all over the field tonight for the Beach.
You know, when I attended practice on Wednesday, I happened to catch a 15-minute segment, and it was all gadget plays that Coach Wagner had written up for his scout offense, and he was screaming at the scout offense, snap the ball, run it right, hook and ladder, and they must have run 10 or 15 gadget plays. That was one of them right there.
Patera on to punt it away. He will hit this one to his right. It'll go towards the sideline and trickle out of bounds at the 31-yard line. There is a flag down.
Yeah, that's going to be roughing the kicker. That'll get him another first down, the second one of the night. Not happy about that, Coach Wagner?
Well, certainly not the best of decisions to go after the punter, maybe if you're the Beach players when you lead 32-0.
Coach won't be happy with that.
Keep South River on the field offensively, where they've had a struggle of things to say the least here tonight. With the 15-yard penalty, the ball will go all the way out to the Ram 48-yard line.
Tell you one thing, Chris, I don't know how you feel, but that Beach roster is a test on the eyes, isn't it?
Without a doubt.
The extra small print.
I'm looking at it now, Coach, as soon as we speak.
Shotgun look. And flags are out. Procedure this time against South River. Let's give you a score from down at South Jersey. Southern Regional has tied Washington Township 13-13. That game late in the first quarter.
Great job by Coach. That's a tough place to play.
Yes, it is. That's a college campus.
College
down there.
that Eastern Regional, that whole Olympic Conference.
Who's Northern Burlington playing, guys? Ooh. They're up 13-10, but I didn't get the other team.
Shore Conference team.
Yes, it is, definitely.
See if I can find that for
you.
Yeah,
in a bracket. I'm sorry to give an update like that.
Three backs in the backfield. Strange. Fumbled snap again. Boiler able to get it back, but has to fall on it.
Been a few of those fumbled snaps tonight for Boiler.
That'll drive you crazy as a coach, you know.
I think that's, I believe that's South Jersey 4, I'm going to say, with Lacey and Timber Creek, that bracket.
I'm looking. Okay, I don't have enough stuff to do. I got to go through your score sheets for you now, huh? That's how it goes? Northern Burlington is playing Point Pleasant Borough.
There you go. 13-10. Borough making a good effort.
Showing. Yeah. I was.
Nice to see two Point Pleasant teams win in this stressed out community.
Second year in a row, though, both teams have been in the playoffs, right, Coach?
Yes. That was a classic game last year, right, Matt? Burrow and Barnegat, remember that one?
I don't remember it, Ed, because I actually wasn't at
that one. Sorry, no, I don't remember. Down at Barnegat, that was like 42-40, something like that. Tremendous game.
I was on my way back from doing another event and stuck in traffic in the middle of no man's land.
And had to get all the way to Barnegat.
Yep. 2:33 to go in the first half, 32-0 Point Beach. Four wide receivers into the game here for Boiler. Checks things over. Four-man rush with now a linebacker coming. Boiler lets it go. Wants Patera again, who will go up and make the catch. Haul it in at the Point Beach 41-yard line. Gain of 13 will give the Rams a first down.
It went in a quad set, four vertical. It was man coverage, and he underthrew it. I don't know if it was purposely or not, but the receiver made a nice play. He has a better ability to make the play back on the ball, especially in man coverage. Nice play. Nice catch.
First down and 10. South River not in any real hurry to get back to the line here. They trail at 32-0. They will huddle up. And we'll send Patera, who's been the main offensive threat, off to the right side of the formation. Straight eye look with a tight end either side. Play action. Patera wants it again. We'll haul it in front of Ty. Small gain of only about three, maybe four to 36-yard line. It'll bring up second down and six. Well, I know it's 32-0, but I mean, you got to have a little pop in your step right here at the end of the half. Don't you? I mean, you want to try to get yourself in the end zone, right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're in shell shock right now.
You can see it in their body language, yep. Little coach, yeah.
Boiler calls the cadence from the line. Again, four wide. This time going to run for his life. Off the right side, let it go into the sideline. That will go incomplete. We'll stop the clock with a minute 18 to go. And it will set up a third down and long six for the Rams.
They had a dig route wide open, but the pressure all night for that young man has been difficult. And pressure forced him out. He couldn't get back to the wide open receiver.
Yeah, most of the time he's been throwing off his back foot or running for his life.
Right.
You know, the kid has thrown for 1,400 yards on the year, so he's not a bad quarterback.
No.
Option off the right side here. Boiler will keep it. Looking for the first down. Not going to have enough. Stacked up at the 33-yard line. Host of red jerseys off the bottom of the pile. There's a minute remaining here in this first half. And it looks as if South River will take a timeout. With that, we will take a timeout as well. 59 seconds remaining. We step out here for 30 seconds. Point Beach 32. South River, nothing. All part of the Central Jersey Group 1 playoffs. We're back right after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
59 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 32-0 Point Pleasant Beach. South River back to the line here. Boiler wants to throw, goes down the middle. That one is incomplete. Nice coverage laid on that time by number eight, Bill Barry, the outside linebacker. The intended target was Mike Zukowski. And on downs, Point Beach will get it back here with 53 seconds remaining in the half. They already lead it 32-0.
Again, that was a quad set. Four vertical. They've come to it before. You just think, though, with the man soft coverage, you might want to just pull that off and get to the chains and the sticks maybe and see if you can get that first down.
And if you're going to run everybody off, you know, have one guy
absolutely
hit the brakes and
turn
around.
Yeah, hit the brakes, turn, sit-down route, as you call it, or even a dig route.
From the 33-yard line here, Beach will go split back set with Cochran and Ty. Samaritano in motion. It'll be Ty on the carry. Ty at the 40-yard line. Upended. Nice stop made down the field. That tackle by Sean Durar.
Real quick, guys. Brick Memorial with 20 seconds left till halftime is taking a 14-13 lead over number four seed Hunterton Central. Joe Hans with a 20-yard touchdown catch from quarterback Ryan Saplinski. So the Mustangs, who won their first five and then have lost four in a row since, leading that one at halftime 14-13.
Clock winding down. Another quick hitter. This one is Samaritano, who will spin his way forward and get great yardage down inside the South River 40-yard line. Clock stops for just a second while they move the chains. I don't think Beach will snap it again here.
I'll try to get Coach as Coach he goes off.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. There you go.
No need to snap it again. I mean, if Samaritano breaks it and scores, so be it. But no reason to run the extra play. We'll see if John Wagner will give us a minute here before the teams head themselves into the locker room. It has been all Point Beach, 32-0. Ed.
Coach. Okay, he's got to talk to the referee real quick.
Just like prom season for Ed. Stood up. 32-0 our score. Bunch of touchdown runs. It has been all Beach.
Here's Coach. All Beach. Certainly the three-week layoff doesn't seem like it's affected you much, John.
Yeah, we're getting things done up front. I mean, we knew 75 was a big one, and he is. And we're just moving some things around, just changed a little bit on the block, and the kids are doing a great job picking it up, and we're running hard, and that's what we come to do each week.
You know, buck sweep and power sweep have been unstoppable so far.
It's kind of our cup of tea. That was Jake's first interception he threw of the year, so I'm kind of glad he did it tonight in a favorable game. And then after our turnover, we were able to come back and cash in on 1-2 on a big pass, so that was great for him.
Well, you know, you got a whole staff up there in the left corner of the bleachers watching you. They got a lot to write down. Florence.
I assume they're in blue and gold. Yeah, I figured that.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Very familiar, you know, having coached so long at Roselle Park with, you know, those teams up north and west. So he's got a good read on Florence up there.
Well, it is 32-0 right now in favor of the Beach. They have dominated in all facets of the game so far here tonight. What we will do is take a timeout. We'll come back, reset the score for you. We'll talk some state playoff action and see what else we can drag up for you this evening at halftime. It is at the break. Point Beach 32, South River nothing. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.